Thank you, Hillard, and good morning. First, I want to acknowledge my co-authors, Sarah Solomon and Wendy Nakatsukasa Ono, and thank the organizers of the conference and the reviewers for this opportunity to talk at you about clinic-level chlamydia screening coverage. As you probably know, the CDC recommends annual chlamydia screening of all sexually active adolescent and young adult women. But we also know from data going back about 10 years that family planning clinic screening coverage for chlamydia in this population averages about 50%. Relatively little is known about chlamydia screening coverage. We've done some past work that looked at variability in coverage, but only within a single year. Coverage may be affected by factors such as program policies, billing and reimbursement, capacity for funding streams, and information systems. Coverage is an important clinic-level program measure. Division STD Prevention has used it as a program quality indicator. It does, however, require data beyond STI-specific programs, such as either IPP or case reports. And the reason for that is obvious. This is not simply about who was tested, but also who could have been tested but was not. In early 2000s, out in Region 10 in the Northwest, we first began to think about and assess chlamydia screening coverage. And as an aside, we did that in part because at a meeting, we were informed that it was not a relevant idea to explore because by policy, the CDC had suggested that coverage had to be universal in young adult women in family planning, and therefore it was a moot point. On the plane ride home, that discussion stuck with us. Chlamydia screening coverage is the percentage of clinic clients of some age or type screened for chlamydia during some time period, and we routinely use a year as that time frame. Objectives: describe clinic chlamydia screening coverage in Region 10, Title 10, federally funded family planning clinics from 2009 through 2011, and assess aggregate client and service factors associated with coverage in 2011. In terms of data sources, Region 10 covers Alaska, Idaho, Oregon, and Washington. The family planning clinics there, many of them receive federal Title 10 family planning funds. Want to emphasize, and this is important, that these clinics have multiple funding sources besides federal funds. They have often state or family planning specific program funds, Medicaid, private insurance, donations, as well as self-pay. We were the regional training center for Title 10 back in 2009 through 11, and that gave us access to a database that was maintained across Title 10 funded family planning clinics that documented, and we could examine all services provided for all women at those clinics during their family planning visits. CVRs document demographics, services provided, referrals. It also importantly documented STI, service delivery or outputs, including whether or not a chlamydia test was done. The sample for analysis, we began with over 600,000 female family planning clients age 15 to 24 years of age visits to clinics for the three-year period. We aggregated those visits first to the patient level, nearly 300,000 patients, and then to the clinic level with about 236 clinics in the region. We selected 125 of those 236 clinics because we wanted to have sites that had 100 or more clients so that we could actually reliably calculate summary statistics at the clinic level. We had a range of 100 to about 4,000 patients per year at those 125 clinics. Our measures, we generated annual clinic level variables for each year, including clinics' patient volume, whether or not they were participating in the infertility prevention project at the time, and IPP had been funding public health labs in these states to do chlamydia testing. We also calculated the percentage of clients who were adolescents, who were non-Hispanic white, who received a comprehensive exam, and lastly, who were tested for chlamydia, which was the basis for calculating clinic-level chlamydia screening coverage. In addition, we also looked at all the chlamydia tests done at those clinics and calculated the number and proportion of tests that were uninsured or no charge to the patient. We computed differences in coverage between 2011 and prior years, assessed predictors of 2011 clinic chlamydia coverage, and calculated descriptive statistics and associations consistent with item metrics. In terms of the 125 clinics, I want to just point out that about half of them came from the great state of Oregon, relatively few from Alaska. Washington had 34 sites. About two-thirds of the 125 sites had participated in IPP during the study period. In terms of clinic chlamydia screening coverage for the 3 years, you can see in the column labeled mean, it ranged from about 45 to 51% for the 3 years. But we want to highlight that that average belied a significant variation in coverage. The 125 clinics, for example, in 2009 had coverage rates from 6% to 82%. In terms of the change over time, average change in terms of absolute percent differences was about 12% between 2011 and 10 and 9 and 7 and 8% between 2011 and 10 and 2010 and 9, relatively small average difference. Not surprisingly, coverage was associated across years, about correlation about 0.58 between 2011 and 10 and higher 0.75 between 2011 and 9. However, within clinic chlamydia screening coverage differences varied significantly across the years. Within clinics, coverage values for the 3 years could range from 1 to 6%. And by that I mean Clinic A may have had coverage rates for 2009, 10, and 11 of 45, 46, and 45%, hence a 1% difference. Clinic B could have had coverage that ranged from 20% to 86%, giving an absolute difference of 66%. In terms of a categorized version, we found about half the clinics had variation in coverage of under 10%. In contrast, nearly one in five had coverage variability of 20% or greater. In terms of clinic characteristics, average number of clients for each of these 125 sites was about 700, and we had about 3 in 10 with relatively small client volumes of under 250, and about another quarter with client volumes of over 1,000, young women 15 to 24 years of age. Other clinic characteristics, adolescents averaged about 46% for all of these clinics, but again, ranged from 20 to 100%. Percent white was about three quarters, again, with great range in variability across the sites. We also want to talk a little about the coverage in 2011. About 1 in 10 had coverage under 30%, and about 10% had coverage greater than 70%, with an average of 45%. Associations. Coverage was not associated with almost all of our measures. Patient volume, percent white race, adolescence, initial or annual comprehensive exam, or IPP status. It was, however, associated with the percentage of tests in 2011 that were uninsured or no charge. Fairly positive and significant association. We wanted to delve into this, so we looked at coverage, IPP status, and uninsurance together, and we found no difference between IPP sites and non-IPP sites in terms of clinic coverage or uninsured, but within IPP sites, we found a significant correlation between coverage and the percentage of tests that were uninsured or no charge. Our conclusion is consistent with prior studies. Coverage here for adolescents and young adults varied widely between clinics. What we have added, we think, to the discussion is we found significant heterogeneity in coverage within clinics over time. Client and service characteristics were generally unrelated to clinic coverage, but chlamydia test funding was associated with coverage levels at the clinic level. In IPP, family planning clinics with higher percentage of CT testing that did not cover, was not covered by private and public insurance, had higher overall screening coverage rates. B Billing and reimbursement for testing was covered somewhat by private insurance or Medicaid, but was not well established at the public health labs. Recent work, though, has gone into trying to improve that. So what we get out of this, we believe, is that the CDC-funded Infertility Prevention Project did serve, in fact, as a safety net program for uninsured family planning clients to receive chlamydia testing. More work, we think, is needed to identify some factors, either at the policy, or program, the clinic level, that are associated with clinic chlamydia screening coverage and its variability over time among female family planning clients. And work is also needed to better describe which young women are tested and are reflected in coverage levels. And my colleague Sarah Solomon is going to talk to that issue. Two clinics with the same level of coverage may in fact be screening very different populations. Thank you.